than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, Ravens Nation. What is going on? Welcome to The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Guys, Christmas is a month away, but Josh's own special Christmas is this week. It's Steeler Hate Week. Josh, what's going on, man?
Brandon, not much, man. It is Steeler Hate Week number one. Round one, I should say. Christmas is a month away? You mean 2 months or less than that? A month away, we be December, first week of December, bro.
Well, I mean, it's November.
Thanksgiving's a month away.
It's November. Have you seen, like, decorations up? There's commercials all over the place with snowmen and trees.
My aunt posted a picture. She said Transparent Orchestra is playing. Hey, I love it because it's my favorite time of year. And everybody busts my chops about that, but it's a holiday season, man. It's in the world we live in and all the negative and what's going on, and we know what's going on social media. It's great to just, you know, forget that and put that aside. I like being holiday season. I love my, you know, Christmas channels. I love my Christmas movies. Home Alone. Dude, I love Home Alone. National Lampoon's Vacation, can't get wrong with the Griswolds. I mean, there's some holiday classics, The Grinch, Elf. Dude, I have the whole list, man. It just grows and grows every year, and it's my favorite time of year, but you're right. Christmas comes early because, and we already know this, the round two portion will be on Christmas Day. So
that's right.
Get ready, buckle up. But we have to get to round one, and round one is a Sunday, bro, back at the crib. Let's do this.
That's right. So here we are. We're getting off of a bye week. I hope you guys enjoyed our video podcast. If you didn't watch it yet, it is available over on YouTube where we review the first part of the season. But let's talk about it. The Ravens are rested, and I think that proves it because we saw some familiar faces that have been lacking for a couple games on the practice field this past Wednesday. Let's just go through these names. C.J. Mosley, Terrell Suggs, Marshall Yanda, Sharice Wright, and Ronnie Stanley all were full participants in practice on Wednesday. Josh, that's music to my ears. I'm very happy to hear that. What does this mean for the Ravens leading into the Steelers game with having some of these key players back?
Well, it's definitely a Christmas gift, speaking of keeping the theme here, but in regards to what this impacts and how great this news is, it's incredible. Because we already know the injuries have been decimating the team in an 0-4 skid. It's got to stop. I mean, I said this all along. 3-0 start, Ronnie Stanley in. 0-4 slide, Ronnie Stanley out. Yanda out. Mosley's been a stalwart in the middle. I mean, you got to have him. You got to have Suggs. The pass rush isn't there. This brings huge wonders back to the team and the infusion of hope, I should say, because losing 4 in a row – back-to-back in New York we were there for. It was a bad taste. But then I preached on the bye week. You look ahead, two division games, two home games. Let's get back to winning ways. I'm telling you what, guys, with the reinforcements back that we have here, this makes huge bounds and leaps of an impact because first place is on the line. The Ravens are 3-4, but most people are just forgetting about this in Baltimore. You would think that we're the 0-8 Browns for listening to sports talk the last 2 weeks. The Ravens, I'm going to have some breaking news. You ready, guys? Ready, Brandon?
I'm ready.
Baltimore Ravens win this game. They are in the driver's seat in the AFC North. Not week. It's got to be week to week, but that means they're a top of the division. They're in first place. This game, it sucks they're not on like primetime or anything, but this game is for the marbles right now. Early lead in November, it means a lot. So this game, this is a must-win because they can't go 5 in a row. Let's just say if they peel it off on Thursday night, 3-0 division, they're 5-4. It can happen. But let's get through Pittsburgh. But speaking of that, I mean, the participants who participated, we need everybody there. But it was definitely great news about following it. Everybody looks healthy, but there are two big names that aren't there. Steve Smith and Albert Dumervil. They have both been still missing in practice. So I'm very concerned about that. But here's another silver lining on that. We get these two games out of the way. We have another 11 days to play in Dallas. So who knows if Steve Smith and Elvis come back against Dallas in 3 weeks or even against Thursday Night Football. Who knows? But these two missing in action are another big impact that we still need back on the field, man. But the four that we mentioned, very exciting to hear, man. I couldn't be more pleased.
Absolutely. And Steve Smith, it's kind of interesting. WNST, a local radio station around here in Baltimore, they tweeted out that Steve Smith was actually listed on the practice roster. So he was doing a little bit of practicing on the field, just not available to the media, not with the team kind of doing his own thing. So it appears as if things are at least moving in the correct direction for Steve Smith. He's not getting surgery or anything like that. Elvis Dumervil is still a giant question mark. But let's stick to the offensive side of the ball. Stanley, he was in practice completely all the way up to the Jets game, and then day of, he's not playing, which I thought was very strange. I actually didn't understand that, but anyway, so he's had a full week. He put out an Instagram picture of him in a Ravens jersey saying, "Put me in, coach." This guy's hungry. He's ready to go. Like you said, he's been the difference maker. We've gotten 3 wins when he's playing, 4 losses when he's not. What does it mean to get him and Marshall Yanda back for Joe Flacco? Because Joe, we've seen him. He's been timid. He's been nervous. Things have not been going Joe Flacco's way this entire season. He looks like he still could be having trouble with his knee. We know he's got some shoulder issues. But having these two guys back, I feel as if he's got to have at least a little bit more confidence than he had before.
Definitely, man, and I think it helps. And we've been talking amongst ourselves here as fans over the last 2 weeks on what the problems might be, but it definitely helps. I'm not going to discount that, but it's also a scheming issue with the offense because you would think that the Ravens would be smart enough as a coaching staff to go, you know what, Joe's line's depleted. He's actually been playing horrible the last 2 weeks, but holding on to the football, why don't we get the ball out? Why aren't we running slants? Why aren't we doing things? The Bengals did this years ago with Andy Dalton. When the Ravens were getting to him, I was like, the Ravens were on top of him every play, and this was like 2 or 3 years ago. But like the Bengals were calling like 1.5 seconds getting it out, like Tom Brady does. It was like, get in, get out, get in, get out. And you're like, why can't the Ravens pass rush? Well, the best counter to a pass rush or a great pass rushing team is – getting the block quickly. And when we seen it up in when we were sitting there at the Jets game, it's, why is he holding on the football? He's going through his reads. I'm like, get out, get out. And the pocket collapses before you know it. I'm like, the NFL, if you don't get the run ball in 3 seconds, you're pretty much done for. So 5 seconds is a blessing. So the line helps tremendously because the blind side's got to be solidified with Stanley. The right side's got to be solidified with Yanda. You have Zuta in the middle. I mean, everything's there in place. But these two pieces, and they're key for Terrence West, too. Not to discount the passing game, but the running game. It's all working. It needs to be a well-oiled machine, and it all needs to work out, man. And it's been frustrating to see because when you got Alex Lewis in there making holding calls to bring back Terrence West's run, and you have these penalties and false starts, we said this on the latest shows. The penalties amount when you have pass work line. When you need everybody healthy, I mean, Yanda's a Pro Bowler. Stanley has been incredible since he's been drafted. So you just got to get these guys healthy and get them in there. And I'm happy to hear that that's the place. And the bye couldn't came at a perfect time, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you, Mike Wallace, he was a Steeler. Now he's a Raven. I think we're all very happy to see him here. What does it mean for him to see his old teammates on the other side of the ball this time around? Obviously, like with Steve Smith a couple years ago, he had something to prove. Is Mike Wallace the same way? Is he got something to prove to the Steelers staff that he still got it?
It could be. And for all those fantasy enthusiasts, remember what Steve Smith did to the Panthers last time that happened with a chip on the shoulder. So just saying, there's a correlation there. If you got Mike Wallace, I would probably start him per my recommendations, but you never know. But and that happens a lot of players when teams and don't work out. But see, it wasn't on bad terms. See, Steve Smith's situation was different because he could have been a Panther for life, but the Panthers decided to go, you know what, you're not worth the money. We want to go in a different direction. So, and then obviously Steve Smith wanted to come to him and says, you know what? And he said in the preseason this year, he wanted to prove everybody wrong. So, and And you see that all the time. You know, Deion Sanders came to the Ravens and wore number 37 for a reason, because that was his age. He wanted to prove that he still had it at that level. T.O. just recently reached out to the Eagles saying he was available at 42 years old. Brady's 39 and probably playing at his highest level I've seen in most recent years. I mean, it's funny. These stars age, but they get better. It's weird. You know, instead of having the 20-something guys out there, you put the 30s and 40-something guys, because these guys, they're in shape and they're ready to play and they got something to prove. But so getting back to Mike Wallace, it definitely adds an element to the game, because he caught passes from Ben and it was against us, and sometimes it was in big games. And if everybody recalls, he actually had some big plays in the division game where we were up 21-7 and he caught a crucial sideline pass to set up one of their scores. I mean, Mike Wallace did this in a few times, but you got to hope now that the script's reversed now and he's on our side and he wants a big play. So definitely it's going to be there. He wants something to prove. He's been around. He was in Miami. He was in Minnesota. So there's something to prove to the Steelers. It's not like he just left them like Steve did. So to compare those situations, it's entirely, totally different. It's unfair. But to say you have something to prove, I think so. You definitely want to stick it to your old team. You know, Brett Favre definitely wanted to, you know, even though he's respected highly and he was in the Packers Hall of Fame and he went in as a Packer, but definitely when he played for Minnesota and against them, you stick it to him because they wanted to go with Aaron Rodgers and they didn't think he was still good enough to play. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to show the old guys got it. So Mike Wallace said that beginning of the year. He goes, you know, y'all think I'm done at, you know, at my age, and I think he's still on his downward prime, but he still got it. And he showed it in the early in the season. You know, he had 3 touchdowns in 3 games. So he's definitely been the weapon there. But with, and again, as we mentioned before, without the line, no Mike Wallace, because Flacco can't give him the ball.
It's very true. So hopefully with Ronnie Stanley and Marshall Yanda coming back, that means big things for Terrence West, big things for
– I see a big play. Both of them. I'm going to call it right now. You said big things from Terrence West. I'm going to call it Terrence West big game, and I think Mike Wallace has about – I'm going to say 120 yards and a touchdown in the air. I think it's going to be a big day for the West and Wallace show.
Well, you know what? A lot of people aren't really talking about Terrence West in this game. Everybody knows the rivalry that is Ravens-Steelers. But you got to remember, Terrence West, he's a local boy. He's a guy from around here. He went to Towson University. He grew up with that rivalry. He kind of, you know, cemented into his soul. So for him to be a part of the Ravens organization, this is the first time he'll be up against the Steelers with Joe Flacco, the proper quarterback here. I kind of feel as if a lot of people are overlooking the fact that Terrence West could potentially, like you said, have a historic game here, because that rivalry, we've seen Ravens wake up when bad seasons are going on to really bring it on against the Steelers. I definitely see Terrence West doing that, just for the sheer fact that he grew up with this rivalry. He grew up with this hatred for the Steelers. He wants to go out there and make them look like fools.
Absolutely. And it's great when you have the young guys who grew up in that environment and grew up around it and know what it's about. And someone actually joked about that before here on social media this week. Is Mike Wallace going to have the Steeler hate as the Ravens do? Of course. He's wearing purple and black. He wants to beat us. You know, obviously, if we're on the winning side, we're on the winning side of the division, and we'll be in first place. I'm sure he doesn't want Steelers to win. He's on our side. So everybody was joking about that. He goes, I don't know if he's going to be having that Steeler hate week like everybody else does. I mean, you know, Suggs is the poster child for it, man. He lives for this. He's put it out there, and he owns Ben, and we know why. And I think Terrence West, it adds that element, because when you're around the environment, you get that culture. I mean, and we already knew Steve Smith was about that, and he grew right into it. It was like his natural form, like he was here for years. He grew right into the Steeler heat. But it's that rivalry, man. It's one of the best in the NFL, and Terrence West knows what it's about. He knows what's at stake. AFC North on the line on Sunday afternoon, man. It can't be – it's world war, man. When these two teams meet, it's always a close game. It's always something on the line, whether it's a division lead, a playoff spot, advancement in the playoffs, to knock somebody out of playoffs. There's always something at stake. And everybody's talking about the Ravens' success lately and exercising Ghost and do they own the Steelers. Yes, Big Ben, he was limited in practice. I expect him to play, and we'll definitely get to their injury report. But I'm not buying it. The Ravens aren't either. Suggs even came out saying, we're not buying it. We're planning them to play, not Landry, but see what happens on Sunday. I expect Ben to be dressed for this game. I don't think, unless Ben was on the stretcher and was told he couldn't play, he probably still tried to get out there. I mean, freaking Hiloti Nada broke his nose. Remember, he was back out there.
I was there for that game.
Getting broken in half by Suggs and Nada, and he's still out there. We've seen it. He's tough as nails. Hate it, but you respect it. But I hate it. It gets on our nerves. But speaking of that, I think it's too big of a game for nobody to discount. Terrence West, anybody. The Ravens are getting healthy right now at the right time. I wish Steve Smith was a part of this game with every fiber in me, because if not Suggs, Steve Smith just gets fired up for these kind of games. But I have a feeling, obviously, he gets healthier through the year. He'll be there for the Christmas Day game and war number two on this team. And I can't wait to see how the matchups play out. But expect a close game. Expect a bloody war. These two teams clash, and it's always great. It's must-see TV. Sucks that this game again is not on primetime. Everybody was even shocked. A couple of my Facebookers were like, this game should be on primetime. I totally understand that. Whether it's a 4 o'clock slot or an 8:30, I just had that feeling that this is going to be a real, real treat to see, and I can't wait to get after it down at the crib, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a ton of fun, as Ravens Steelers always is. Even though last year was one of the worst ones in team history, Ravens still swept the Steelers, and it was a good feeling. So,
well, we got a rivalry in the office. I have one Steeler fan in the office. I'm in a bed of Eagles fans. So December will be fun, because I'm in Philly country up there. I work in Delaware, but I have one Steeler fan friend on my team, and we've been going back and forth. I've been emailing him pictures, and he's been emailing me back. And we're putting Chick-fil-A on the line. So I told him I want a deluxe Chick-fil-A sandwich on Monday morning, baby.
All right. So you brought up Big Ben. Let's talk about Big Ben. You're saying you think this dude's going to play. He's listed. It says that he's in limited practice. I agree with
not
you.
Buying it.
I agree with you. Big Ben definitely will want to play, but the injury he has is he had surgery just 2 weeks ago for a torn meniscus.
Surgery just to play the Ravens. You knew that, right?
I know that, but torn meniscus. Rob Van Dam in the WWE had that same injury, and he was out for 6 months. He missed the ECW reunion show in 2005 because of this injury. How can Big Ben play 2 weeks after a torn meniscus surgery? How is that humanly possible?
How? Probably the same way as Ray came back from a tricep tear. It's not possible.
That wasn't 2 weeks, though.
Well, exactly. But let's just go here. We know what Ben's about. He's tough as nails. I think he's the true man of steel. It shouldn't even be Cam Newton. It should be him, because the dude, I've seen it through the years. And the Ravens have ourselves to thank, because I joke about this to everybody. We already know the story. Now, at that time, he matters. Ben Roethlisberger comes to existence, and thank you, Baltimore. But so it's kind of our own worst enemy here. We've created the monster. It's always look at Frankenstein. I created the mini-me, and here we go. We just created the monster. But how can he play after 2 weeks of surgery is beyond me, man. I wish I could put my doctor coat on as we do around here, because we've had our own injuries. But it's a stymied thing to think about, because it's just unfathomable. When I heard he was out and they even said no timetable for turn, I'm like, oh no, he's not gonna play against us. And then they were like, oh, he's practicing. I said, dude, the dude's gonna play. And the Ravens, they say they're not buying it. I believe them, but I'm gonna wait to see come 1 o'clock when number 7's on the center. But the other side of that, Brandon, do you think that it would be smart from a business standpoint and a team standpoint to put him out there, because the Ravens are coming for blood? They got Suggs out there. They're going to get after it. Got Mosley. Do you want him to get – because this is going to be a hard-hitting war. AFC North on the line. So if he gets hurt, it could be a season ender. You don't know if – you don't know what could happen. So do the Steelers risk it? That's the question they ask right there.
No, they do not. I think a torn meniscus, that dude shouldn't be anywhere near a football field yet. I kind of feel like I don't know if you remember this. A couple years ago, it was Thanksgiving week. The Ravens Steelers, they played Sunday night football. I remember this. I was in Ocean City watching it at the Blue Ox, and they dressed Big Ben. They had him in full pads, helmet, everything, but he never took the field. He was always on the sidelines. I think they're doing the same thing here. I think they're going to dress him. They're going to have him be a part of this team, but have no intention of having him play. I think he's there just to psych out the Ravens and kind of get in their heads a little bit. And I don't think it's working. Terrell Suggs, he's ready for this game, and I think he knows Big Ben isn't going to play. I can't fathom 2 weeks after a torn meniscus surgery, unless the tear wasn't really that bad. But like, Ronnie Stanley missed 4 weeks because of a foot injury. This guy's got a torn meniscus. Come on. You can't play.
He can't, but let the record show. He might. If you ask my personal opinion, deep down, if I had to bet, I don't think he would play, but it's Ravens Steelers, AFC North on the line. I don't think there's any chance he doesn't miss this game. I think he plays. Whether he plays the first series and then they try to test it and they say he might not, I don't know. I mean, I've even tried to look on some of the Steelers media, and they're not really releasing anything. They're being really close to the chest on this one too. Every report, limited in practice, limited. I think I've seen the word limited like 50 million times where it's just ingrained in my head. So, and even the Steelers website, even them, their own media is not really putting it out there. Oh, he's going to play. And I just wish I can get the radio feed because I'd love to hear what they got to say about it because I would love to get in on this, but it's all speculation. It's fun to talk about because is he or won't he? Obviously, for Ravens' sake, I'd rather have him in there less than 100 because a healthy Landry, with these backups, we don't have to film on him. He could be mobile. I don't even know nothing about this Landry kid. So, for all I know, I mean, Charlie Bass came in here and beat us.
Yeah,
Kirk Cousins beat us. I mean, it's just we have bad history when we knock out their starter. We just can't do the backup. So, it bodes well for the Ravens front to be in there for the edge in this game. But honestly, I think the Ravens handle this game regardless. This is a must win. I think the Ravens get it done. The 4-game losing streak's ending. No fans or butts on Sunday. No doubt. No doubts about it. But I think the Steelers would be kind of stupid in their own right if they sent him out there 2 weeks after a torn meniscus surgery and they think he's going to play up to a Big Ben par. I don't know. I don't see it happening. But my inner gut says he's not missing this game, but that's just me knowing this rivalry and just knowing the players. I mean, Hines Ward was the same way. Hated the guy, but these guys, they're warriors. Ask anybody. Look, Suggs is playing with a torn bicep. What's that tell you? So you can kind of flip the other side of the coin there and play devil's advocate. It goes, well, I know it's not a torn meniscus, Brandon, but Suggs is playing with the same injury he did 4 years ago. Suggs is out there not 100%, but he's motoring through, man. Like he said, we're Ravens. We don't lie down. Like, he was like, no, you kidding me? I'm playing this game. I'm playing for the rest of the year. So, again, you know, these guys are tough. Get out there. I mean, we hear it all the time. You know, get out there. You know, I've seen like, we joke, you're a hockey fan, we're hockey fans. How many times do you see hockey players lose their teeth or get hit and nailed, and they're back out there skating around and hard hitting and making the plays? And I felt it's like, oh, I stubbed my toe. I got turf toe. I'm out. But it's awesome to see because in an age of divas and powder puffness and protections, it's good to see guys that are just persevering through injuries and wanting to play out there. And like Ray Lewis even always said, I'm out there, it's my men, and you're gonna have to almost carry me off the field. He goes, I'd die in battle before. He's always said that. The 22-minute video of Ray Lewis that I posted on YouTube, listen to it. He even says that. He goes, warriors die on the battlefield. He goes, and that's what it was to these guys. These guys are warriors on the field. You know, I'm going to die out there, my brothers. He goes, I don't want to be taken out. So it is what it is. And Ray Lewis even mentioned that he tore his tricep night for Super Bowl and didn't tell anybody. What's that say? Ray Lewis, another true warrior. Big Ben, obviously it's public news, but he's going to play. He might play. He might not. It's great talk. Great talk, man.
All right, you were talking about hockey players. Daniel Winnick for the Washington Capitals. Dude got hit in the head with a puck, lost a piece of his ear, didn't miss a shift. Just saying.
There you go. Exactly. So I'm saying these guys are warriors, man.
Yeah. So Sharice Wright, he's back on the field, but he's the only one of the injured players who I'm kind of wondering, does he still have a spot on this team? His healthy play wasn't very good, but he has a young guy, Tavon Young, who has kind of stepped up in his place. And Tavon, while not playing a perfect game because he's a rookie, has played extremely well. If we were doing rookies of the year so far for this team, I would outrank him before Ronnie Stanley, to be honest. Tavon Young's been impressive. Well, he's still got some bumps on the road, but let me ask you, do we see Sharice Wright on the field this Sunday, or does Tavon Young take that spot?
Tavon Young takes that spot. I can think I'm kind of biased here because I really don't like Wright's play. I don't like him at all. Hate to really say that to anybody, but he's a liability than an asset. I think Tavon Young, and we've even said it sitting there. You said it right there sitting next to me at the Jets game. You're like, this guy's got young talent. He's going to be a star. I mean, look at him go. He's making plays. I think he just provides that fresh new perspective and new play ability that the Ravens are looking for. And I don't think Sharice Wright has it. He's been getting burnt. I mean, as bad as we always harp on Jimmy Smith, Jimmy Smith's quietly having an under-the-radar year right now. So he's been flying under that radar and showing promise. So I don't think Sharice Wright's been learning from his veteran teammates and learn and taking it in Webb and Weddle. And I know Weddle's a safety, but it's a secondary. It's a cohesive group. And I don't think he's just taking it, whether it's a disconnect or he's just not skillful. But what I haven't seen, it's a liability out there, man. I mean, you can't give up big plays. We're playing Antonio Brown. Downtown Antonio Brown is a nickname for a reason. The guy could go a 70-yard touchdown at any moment. And we know that. The guy can go off for 200 yards a game for all I care. And Jimmy Smith's going to have to shadow him all game. And I don't feel comfortable if there's a mismatch. Brandon, do you feel comfortable with Sharice Wright covering Antonio Brown?
I don't feel comfortable with Sharice Wright covering a paper bag.
I don't either. I don't feel him covering anything. I don't want him to cover anything. Let's put it that way. And it was, remember, we were rejoicing when he got benched that one game. Let the guys who can play. It's right now, it's the best man forward. Tavon Young's proven it. The coaches would really be questioned if they put him in there over Young. I would be stunned if that happened.
As would I. So I'd like to see Tavon Young get that starter spot, do his thing. So we'll see what happens on Sunday. Before we get out of here, let me ask you, what's your favorite Ravens Steelers moment in history?
Oh, man. Ravens Steelers moment in history, and it has to be one that I'll never forget. 2014 playoffs, Palomelo's last game, we knocked him out. The Steelers are division champs, AFC North champs. We went in there as a wild card. Last time the Ravens made the playoffs, last playoff win for the Ravens, be honest with you. That's my best memory, number one, because I was there for it. I've been there for many of Ravens Steelers games at home. We've won, we've lost, it was wars. I was there for the broken nose game. I was there for a lot. But this one sticks out because it was a 30-17 road win, emptied out the stadium. I'm in the stadium crying because I just can't believe it. Just crying in tears of joy, hugging fans. Remember raising my fist in the air saying, "We did it!" And just looking around, it was just like, we looked at my buddy and I grabbed him by the jersey and I said, "We did it!" I was there with one of my best friends. And seeing the and on the road, my first road playoff trip, on the road, first ever time in Pittsburgh. I've always swore I never would go to the stadium. Never go in Pittsburgh, but I manned up and I said, you know what, let's do it. Let's go to our troops. Let's root them hard. I'm not afraid. And to be there for it. Special. That's top of the list because I was there for it. And you can't go wrong with beating the Steelers in their own house. And that was the first time the Ravens actually beat them in the playoffs there because we were there years before and lost. And it was Palomino's last game. And I think the other memory, obviously, I wasn't there for, but two of them was when Flacco led the 96-yard game-winning drive and threw it to Torrey Smith to end it. Beautiful. That drive I can watch on YouTube all day long. Beautiful.
I was going to say the Torrey Smith ending. I agree with that one. But my favorite memory, and it's funny because it's not really a good one for the Ravens per se, but my favorite memory of all time was Ravens Steelers Thanksgiving night. And Tomlin was on the field during Jacoby Jones's return.
Yep, I remember that one.
That one is just the funniest.
That's in my top five games too, but you're right.
I just couldn't believe it. And afterwards, just kind of being like, oh, I didn't realize I was on the field. I was looking at the Jumbotron.
He knew.
When you know you're cheating. Just admit it at that point that you're cheating. You didn't want that to happen. I mean, come on. But I love that because, like, Jacoby Jones comes off the field and be like, did anyone else just see that? What just happened? And yep. the Ravens were still able to come out with a win. But still, I mean, that was just blatant cheating. I don't think anything ever happened to him. I think he paid a fine. Maybe that's about it. But still, so funny that he would just blatantly go out on the field like that. So, Josh, did we cover everything? Are we ready for Steelers Hate Week this week?
Oh, boo, bro. I've been ready. I've been circled this one since the schedule came out. I've been ready for 2 weeks. It's been a long 2 weeks. Purple Friday's on the rise, and Steeler Hate Week, we're bringing it all off tops. I'm even bringing my Steelers sucks towel with me, Purple Friday and all weekend. But, Brandon, quoth the Raven, nevermore.
All right, so if you guys want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCast. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
All right, very cool. Go to Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Like the show over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Then on Sundays, don't forget our game day previews are on Facebook exclusively. We do Facebook Live. Josh is going to get us ready in the tailgating. We're going to see if there's any Ravens Steelers fans in the parking lot getting rivalries going in Lot H, and he'll be telling us all about what to look for on Sunday morning. So make sure you check that out on Facebook. Guys, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please write an iTunes review and be social with the show. Share the show whenever it gets posted with your friends. Word of mouth is the best way for us to spread the word about Ravens Nation. So we're all over the place. We already know that the call is worldwide. We've got Ravens Nation worldwide representing us, downloading us. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat and Pokemon Go and any other podcast or any other app that you have. Make sure you say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I hate the Steelers. The calls get me ready for Ravens Steelers. You should listen to them too. So that's pretty much it for this Steelers Hate Week edition of The Call. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you so much, man. It's been incredible. Really can't wait to get after it, guys. Ravens Steelers, number one. I live for this. I live for every game, but this game is just so special. I circle every game on the calendar when this comes out. Ravens Steelers, just something about it, guys. It's one of the best rivalries, not the best rivalry in football. Every game is just passionate, hard fought to the core. It's just something extra. And what better way to come off the bye week and to have first place on the line, guys? The urgency's there. First place. We're 3-4 and we're talking first place. Let's just put that in perspective. Could say how bad the division is, guys, but here it is. We're one win away from getting back on top of where we belong. Let's get back to 500. Let's get back to winning. First off, let's get back to beating the Steelers, and what we do best lately is own them. Let's do it, guys. Baltimore Ravens. Bring it on, Steelers Ravens. Baltimore Ravens. Let's fly high on Sunday.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.